Cooper Kupp on the trade block. It's now intensifying. The Steelers rumors are getting louder because of what happened today with Kansas City going for DeAndre Hopkins instead and basically crossing themselves off the list as Kupp suitors. So that now makes, according to the odds makers, the Steelers the favorites to get him. I know you've had your hearts broken before, whether it's Brandon Ayuk or Davante Adams, but is this the guy you really want? 412-928-9370. There's also a couple other trade balloons out there regarding the Steelers. It's interesting now how the NFL has changed, and now we talk about trades in season the way we do in baseball and hockey because more and more of them are happening, and big-name players are getting moved left and right. For much of the year, Steelers fans have filled our phone lines and said things like, why don't you trade Russell Wilson to the Dolphins because of Tua's concussions and Tua's issues and the Dolphins' offensive issues with him out? They've been abysmal. I think they've scored 3 touchdowns since he left the lineup, and they're the lowest scoring team in the league. Now they're Tua back, but how about this in The Athletic today? A Steelers-Dolphins trade that would send Justin Fields to Miami for a 4th-round pick in next year's draft as Tua insurance. And if Tua gets hurt, well, then finally, Mike McDaniel has somebody that can actually function as an NFL quarterback. What are your thoughts on that? A 4th-round pick for Justin Fields. Justin Fields would not probably love the idea of going to Miami and having to learn a new offense unless Tua got hurt again. But we've seen that kind of system be an incubator for quarterbacks. Let me look at Sam Darnold in Minnesota this year, having to sit behind Brock Purdy in San Francisco. Worked out well for him. Maybe going into a Mike McDaniel offense and learning at the knee of the guy that has gone from a Big Bang Theory actor to Miami Vice character will do him good in the long run.
Just, I don't know. I still think Justin Fields has a chance here long term. Like, still, it feels like you'd be giving up early on a guy who went 4-2 and I would say played 2 really subpar halves of football.
Because Dulac wrote today in his chat,
for a coaching staff that didn't want him to play the position in an aggressive way.
Dulac said he made himself money elsewhere with the way he played.
Jerry's not going to go against what Jerry's been saying all along, which is that their intention from moment one was to sign Russell Wilson to a multi-year
deal. Well, how much of that is Jerry and how much of that is what he's hearing from the very top of the Steelers organization? You always have to ponder those things when Jerry floats something out there.
Sometimes when Jerry floats something out there, it ends up not happening, though, and then he gets stories that are a little more cut and dried floated to him so he can get one back, so to speak.
So, just to make sure I hear you right, you are adamantly opposed to this
deal? I wouldn't do that deal.
Adamantly?
Adamantly. Do you think the Steelers can win with Justin Fields if they have to go back to him because of an injury?
Yes, of course. They went 4-2 with him this year.
Then why would you punt on having that security blanket or that safety net for a 4th-round pick?
Because you believe in Russ and think Russ can be your quarterback long-term, but a 4th-round pick is not
it ain't primo.
Big compensation.
I mean, the Dolphins don't look good, so what's the earliest that could be? Probably in the early hundreds?
It could be one of the first picks in the 4th round at
so
this
about
rate.
99, 100.
Although, what am I talking about? I mean, what are they right now?
They're 2-5.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then.
Maybe 2-4. I forgot. They had their bye week already.
But they're going to get Tua back.
They're 2-4, and he can come back as soon as this week, I believe.
Yes. He's practicing right now. Sans guardian cap. So they could get on a little bit of a roll here. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs or anything, but they also might not finish in the neighborhood of, like, the Carolina Panthers, when it's all said and done. Donnie, this is something you are adamantly against? Mulsey threw that out there. Absolutely not, said Chris. With authority.
I am also against it. I think it's similar to the conversations we had a few weeks ago, just replace one guy, just replace Fields with Wilson. And we said unless a team drastically overpays, then stand pat. Like, there's no reason for them to just be rid of themselves of Justin Fields right now, and if something were to happen, there's actually some hope of, hey, we went 4-2 with this guy before. And I also don't think it's completely out of the question of, hey, maybe this guy is more of our future than the guy in there now. He's a decade younger.
I don't actually agree. I don't feel that way about him right now because of the move they made, though. I want to believe that, and I want to think that about Justin Fields, but I think they really showed us how they feel about him, which is...
He's a true backup.
He's a great backup quarterback, but he's not somebody that you really want to have as your long-term starting quarterback. If they thought that they were really getting somewhere and they were tapping into something that Chicago couldn't, I don't think they would have put Russ in Sunday night.
But they also could just as easily have been 5-1 or 6-0 because their defense would have played better, and then they still wouldn't have put Russ in, despite probably not feeling that much different about Fields as a player.
It's harder for me to completely agree with that right now, though.
I mean, but there's a world where he has the exact same six games. Like, he plays the exact same as he did with one exception. He gets the drive done. Or no, you know what? They could have beaten the Colts with nothing different other than Pickens not fumbling, and they punched that in for a touchdown, and they would have had enough in that game. I'm just saying, like, they... It seems like some of this is, yes, motivated by the way they feel about him, Fields, deep down. And some of it is motivated by they were 4-2 instead of 5-1 or 6-0.
I think it would have to be an unbelievable overpay by a team to trade Fields because they are not of the mindset right now that they're like subtracting from this team, given the fact that they're in first place.
It would just be you're
three
saying,
games over 500.
You're saying we're one snap away from Kyle Allen for a fourth round pick.
Oh, Kyle Allen came in and Donnie almost gave him a game ball for the way he stepped right in there.
I thought he inspired Fields to attack the middle of the field.
Did he give them a boost in that game? The Kyle Allen effect is what it was called. If they won, it would have been like Jeff Zatkoff going into that Penguins playoff series.
Against the Rangers.
And helping them. Yeah, it would go down as
game.
A cult hero type move. By
Jeff
him.
Zatkoff.
The other rumor that Brooke Pryor floated out there is putting Calvin Austin in a trade for Cooper Kupp. So, normally, I would say, sure. If that would cause the Rams to go from wanting a second-round pick to taking more like a fourth-round pick, yeah, go ahead. Have that little Calvin Austin. Good luck. But here's what's on the back of my mind with that idea. The way that Kevin Dotson went to L.A., and they transformed him from Steelers backup offensive lineman to one of the best guards in football.
You'd worry about Calvin Austin going to L.A. and becoming a stud.
Yes.
Is that
yes,
a reason?
I would.
If he's never going to become that here, is that a reason not to do the deal, though? It would require a fundamental shift in how this, like, one, what their coaching staff looks like, two, what their philosophies are, because they don't have anywhere near, I would say, the same philosophy on offense that the Rams do. So why let the fact that he might be a better fit elsewhere and might look better elsewhere when he would never look that way here hold you up from doing it?
Because I don't want to lose the trade and look bad? Really bad?
So really for the optics of it, even though I know you agree with my basic thesis and my logic here, you would just say, I don't want to do it because I'll look bad. Vanity is the reason that you won't make this trade.
If I were a GM, I don't want even an organization like the Steelers, where they tend to not fire people, I would not want to make a trade for an oft-injured player, run the risk of him not being healthy enough here, and have the receiver that I sent to the Rams with a high draft pick flourish there. Because then I would have that trade thrown back in my face.
Why would
repeatedly.
It be your fault if you're the GM? Is it the GM's fault that Dotson has become great there? Or is it the coaching staff's fault that they didn't get the most out of Dotson here?
Okay, I would look at it as our problem.
If I were Omar Khan and I traded Calvin Austin to get the Cooper Kupp pick pushed back to more of a fourth that was palatable, right?
Yep.
And Calvin Austin, a year from now, has 65 catches for 950 yards and 8 touchdowns, okay?
Jeez.
And just humor me. And Art Rooney kind of came to me in sort of a random occurrence and said, hey, like, what the hell, basically? You know what I would do? I'd point him right down the hall to Mike Tomlin and to Arthur Smith. And I would say, you want to know why it isn't working? It didn't work here and it is working there. Go ask them,
He would be right to pass the buck that way. However, this is an organization that because one semi-ugly contract in season caused a team in the early 90s to go somewhat off the rails. They came up with a policy to not negotiate contracts. If a trade like this blew up in their face, mm-hmm. I would not put it past Art to say, that's it. We're not trading the first round picks, the second round picks. You're not touching those anymore. You can do whatever else you want, but I just have scar tissue from such a bad trade. And for now, I'm not giving you the power or the freedom to do those kind of moves. I could see that happening. I could absolutely see that. Because they've been reactionary on moves before that have blown up in their face. And if you trade a third round pick for Cooper Kupp and the third round pick goes on to have a great career there, okay, you give them high marks for drafting the right guy. But if you make a trade that attaches a player with the draft pick, and it's the guy that plays the same position as the guy you acquire, and that dude does better there than Kupp does here, then I don't think that it's water under the bridge and, hey, we'll get him next time. I wouldn't look at it that way if I was that guy's boss. I say, how do we let that happen?
Again, I would say it's coaching at that point. And, hey, what do we want to be as a franchise? What is our goal offensively? And why is it working better with, like, to me, Calvin Austin going there in a trade and being good would actually be far less shameful than Kevin Dotson doing what he's done there.
So why is that?
Because offensive line play, I'm not saying it's the same everywhere. Like, the Broncos in the late 90s were different than the Hogs in the 80s or the Steelers or whatever in their schemes. Kevin Dotson, they played out of position. He's a guard. It's not that different. The Rams just said, here, go play the right side of the line, the right guard spot, and we're going to let you try to maul people. The Steelers were setting up artificial roadblocks in the guy's way because I don't think Mike Tomlin felt like he was taking football seriously enough for his conditioning, and they had him playing at the wrong spot. Good thing they've learned their lesson on that, by the way, with Broderick. Oh, wait a minute, they haven't. And that's why I would be less mad, because Dotson should have been good here, and he was good here for a while, and then they just got sick of him.